completely inappropriate, communist Seattle teacher allegedly told teens identifying as straight is offensive. By Amy Furr on January 12, 2024. A Seattle, Washington, high school teacher who calls himself a communist is accused of telling his students that identifying as a straight person is offensive. The news came after a parent filed a complaint with Chief South High School. But Seattle Public Schools, SPS, reportedly stood by the teacher. KTTH's Jason Rance reported Wednesday. An image shows the man in question. Rance's article continued. 10th grade ethnic studies world history teacher and self-identified communist Ian Galosh asked students to complete a social identity wheel worksheet. According to the parent, who asked for anonymity, it asks students to explain their various identities, including racial, ethnic, gender, socioeconomic status, physical, emotional, or developmental disabilities, and sexual orientation. The worksheet is intended to tell students that their identities determine whether they receive unearned privilege or oppression. A 15-year-old student reportedly wrote down that he was straight, and Galosh apparently did not like it. The boy's mother shared emails with Rance detailing what reportedly happened, and she is quoted in an email dated September 24, 2023. When filling out a social identity wheel, he, her son, was told that if he identifies as straight that he needed to pick a term that was less offensive. It is completely inappropriate to dictate what terms a student can and cannot use to identify themselves with. In response, Galosh reportedly claimed he was not targeting the teenager. He then said he did make a similar statement to all the other students in the classroom at the time. It is important to note that Galosh was criticized by the group Stop Antisemitism for denying the horrific acts perpetrated against Israel by the terrorist group Hamas on October 7, Rance reported on December 17. Galosh, who previously made headlines for ludicrously failing a student for asserting biological facts that men cannot get pregnant, has now been exposed for his alleged Facebook posts defending Hamas and blasting Israel with baseless claims, the article said. Also in December, post-millennial editor-at-large Andy NGO revealed the teacher was arrested several times in Portland, Oregon, for assault, violating parole, and criminal harassment. According to NGO, Galosh was convicted of the latter charge, the outlet said, adding he faces a charge for trespassing and harassment in Washington state. Galosh has also reportedly endorsed Antifa along with the Abolish the Police movement, the post-millennial article said.